Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yacht Rock Friday, y'all. Weather outside, but smooth vibes on your radio. With Drew Grabo Live.
The girls don't seem to care what time.
We're getting ready for the 420 clam bake with John Senning. Before that, we're going to talk to a lady who drives me, quite frankly, freaking nuts every year. But I don't have the heart to tell her that my name's not Seth, so she keeps calling me Seth every year. For the last, what, 7 420s?
Just since 2015. That's a nice tradition.
We check in with this lady. She's an author. She wrote some pot books. She's old.
73.
It's old.
That's young.
Is she on the line right now?
No.
Oh, okay. I was really like...
You thought that was the intro?
Yes, I was like, oh, Mia Khalifa all over again.
No.
First of all, try doing some research. I was only in porn for 3 months.
No, Micah just called her and pushed it back to 3:15, but not much later than that, she said.
Yeah, she's got a time frame here.
Okay,
all right. Big day for her.
All right.
Busy.
So, she thinks I'm Seth. She thinks my name is Seth, calls me Seth.
You know, it's fine. What are you? You don't want to break her heart.
Fine if you're Seth. Yeah, I don't want to hurt her feelings or anything because she's good enough to give us some time. What's she pimping this time? Wait, John, what do you got, John?
Well, I have something for Seth, and I don't know what's going on, but while you were out of the room, I was trying to get the garlicky butter flavor out of my mouth, so I was asking everybody for gum, and so I went into your backpack, and you have a produce bag with two big-ass grapefruits in your backpack.
Hi, Seth.
I do, yeah.
What are
I don't take Seth as I don't think he eats much food that actually comes from a store. Right. First of all, and right. Secondly, I don't take you as a citrus man.
Right.
So you either had a plan with these.
Let me handle the first part of this. Going through each other's stuff is not the type of culture that we try to encourage here at Drew Grabo
Live. It wasn't necessarily just like that because I thought gum and his bag was there and open and there was like. The green produce thing was flaring out of the top.
Right.
So I have a general interest in food, and I know a produce bag when I see one. So I said, my first thought was, I don't really see any gum laying around, but he seems to have some fresh produce. So I pulled it up, and at first I thought it was lemons, and then I looked a little closer.
Here's some gum, John. Here.
Thanks. And I look a little closer, and
there's... Was that near the rutabagas that you got in there?
Two giant grapefruits that you have in your bag. Now, I wasn't led to believe that we have a bit coming up with grapefruits today.
I hadn't planned, like, let's make a noise like
I went to the store today, and I got other stuff. I got some matzah. I got some the halva. I got some I got some snacks, some Passover treats.
But what's with the grapefruit?
I just was walking by, and I just, if we're just going to keep it 100, I was thinking about the show the other day and those horrific sounds John was playing, and I just thought that it would be – I just get them and see what happens.
Oh, wow.
And I just got, I don't know how many you need, so I just got a couple.
So
somebody's going to go grapefruiting this weekend.
No, I just was like, I'm not here.
Did you talk about this with your wife?
No.
Yeah, like, were you gonna spring it on her? Or are you going to be like, honey, I'm home, grapefruit?
I was just going to put them on the counter and just...
Wow. What's that baby? Okay, yeah, no, I can do that delivery, no problem. Yeah, I got it.
So was that a cliff note in the letter you wrote her on the stovetop the other day?
Oh,
you
no.
Want to do some grapefruiting?
No. Do you know what that is, Micah?
The grapefruiting?
Yeah.
Yes.
You do know.
You know why she knows it? Because somebody came up to her out at the gym and said something to her about it.
Oh, that's a Me Too moment right there.
I was in here the first time John was talking about it.
Yeah.
There was cucumbers involved with women and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, man.
You know?
Oh, boy.
Lots of different options.
It's so funny, though, because Seth acted like he was disgusted by the whole thing.
Well, that's...
And he's the first one to go out and have two yeah. grapefruits.
He also sits in here and acts like he knows me every day, and then all of a sudden there's mushrooms on my pizza, John. I see a pattern.
You ate it, though, right?
Your poor wife.
It was delicious, and the mushrooms, as far as mushrooms go, they're good mushrooms.
You're damn right. Papa John's won't let you down.
No, they won't. And I put some of that new garlic butter on there. It was delicious.
Oh, the spicy stuff.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
So thank you to Todd and Grant and everybody at Papa John's. Now on to your grapefruiting.
Look, I just was in. I was in Publix, and like I said, I just wanted to get a couple of things for John's caravan or whatever's happening today at 4:20. The clam bake.
Don't tie me in. This is not on me.
No, it is, but in a good way. Like, he should be thanking us right now because we were so liberating to Seth yesterday and our openness
yet.
And our candor about what we're into that Seth said, wow, those guys are freaks. I'm not into that, but I might give this grapefruit
Hold
thing
on.
A try.
You guys were talking about pegging wiener belts. I talked to my wife about that last night. She said she would prefer if that was something we didn't do, and I said, that's cool because I'm not really into that. So we just said, I would do it, but I would do it for you, but I don't really want to. And I go, I don't need you to. I'm not into it.
So you broached the subject.
We talked about it.
Yeah, put the feelers out there. That's what you have to do. Like, hey, I heard the craziest thing on the radio today, honey.
Sometimes I like to play this game of how much do you love me? So I kind of just test the limits of things. And this one was Wiener Belt Central. And she said she would, but she would prefer not to. And I said, I totally get it. I don't want you to either.
Seth or Drew and I were talking off air the other day, and we came to realize why you have no interest in that. It's because all your nerve endings are damaged, and they've taken such a beating of all those years of thermometers that you don't even have feeling back there anymore.
You're so accustomed to that being used for medical purposes that it's hard to see you as a sex object back there. Your mom taking your temperature there until you were 19 years old and probably wasn't as sensual as she could have been. That warped your perception back there, so you're close to the experience.
It's mercury poisoning.
Yeah, you took a lot of mercury back there, Seth.
It's all very, very possible, but I...
Mercury in your anus.
Yes.
So did I miss the answer? Does Phoebe know that you're coming home with these?
She does now.
No. Like I said, I was just kind of... I think it was last night. We got kind of adventurous all of a sudden. So I was just trying to keep the momentum going, and I don't know what this would do for her, but I just walked by today and I was like, oh, grapefruits, what? Oh, 4 for $5. That's a deal. I can afford two of those. So I picked them up and went about my day.
Look at Micah right now.
So they say the reason you do this is because it feels like you're receiving mouth love as well as traditional
love.
Love. Yeah. So, you know, two things
in one grapefruit.
In one grapefruit. Yeah.
So I bet you're really looking forward to that. The threesome.
It technically is. Yeah.
Well,
you, Phoebe, and a grapefruit.
I wonder if the actual. Yeah. Never mind.
Okay, I wonder.
You're getting so good, man. I'm really, really proud with the progress you're making. Beach bum macho man.
Rain him in.
What's happening?
So how are you going to spring it on her?
I think it's probably sprung at this point.
You think she knows?
Do
you want to have her call in, Micah? You want to reach out?
I don't
want
to have her call in.
She with your daughter Gertrude right now?
Yeah.
It's too bad. No? Oh, okay. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I don't know if it's because she's upset about what she's hearing or what, but yeah, she's...
Yeah. Upset about what she's hearing.
Well, I mean, you know, I just think if you're going to bring a grapefruit home like that, then you know, you should probably give
somebody
a warning.
You want
some
combo first. Yeah. Like, I mean, you don't just show up with a hooker and go, hey, let's get at it. And grapefruit pretty much is serving the
Because if you don't know the context, then all you know is that this is going to be you.
That what's going to be you?
This is going to... Oh, man, that would have been perfect, too. This could... Hey, honey. I can't wait for this to be you later.
That doesn't seem like something a lady could really ease into.
I'd be troubled.
Yeah.
I thought it was, you guys made it seem like everybody was doing it the other day.
I had never heard anybody do it before the other day. And then now, well, people called up and said that they had tried it. There were ladies. Didn't we get ladies call up and said that they did it?
Yeah, they swear by it. Yeah.
We had two or three ladies who called up and said, I tried that.
I walked out of here feeling like the whole world was doing it except for me.
I will tell you, one of these is really, really soft compared to the other one. So I don't know which one you start with, but.
Soft one.
Yeah. I don't know.
Very juicy.
Drew Grubb Alive, who are you?
Hi, my name is Josh. On top of the whole grapefruit thing, I actually had my girlfriend do it last night, and y'all need to try it as soon as possible.
I get the feeling he's being serious.
No, I know. It sounds creepy now, though.
So did you hear about it because of our show?
Yeah.
So great.
And I actually, I told her to get a grapefruit. She was like, why do you want a grapefruit? I was like, don't worry about it. Just get one and come home. And I told her, first she called me a moron, then she tried to do it, and it was awesome.
She called me a moron.
So did you have to show her the YouTube video with the tutorial so she really knew how to do it, or?
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
That's a
right?
good woman.
Yeah, you got yourself a good woman, sir. Hold on to her, all right?
Oh, I might.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well, good.
Well, I'm glad he liked it.
Yeah, you gave a voice out to all those guys out there who are going to try the grapefruit this weekend.
We talk about sometimes you don't realize the power of the show. I mean, I wonder how many men out there actually got grapefruit love from their women because of this show. That's touching.
That guy, right there, 100%.
Well,
we
Seth,
just heard from
Seth.
It. Well, I mean, too. Not yet. It's going to be an abrupt. Like, a woman has to be ready for that. You don't want, because if you hand her a grapefruit when you get home, she's going to go, what am I supposed to do with this? You got to, what, cut the top off?
Yeah, you got to cut it in half and then cut the top off. I mean, that's the thing. Does she know about how to actually do it? Or are you going to explain it to her? Or
right.
Are you
going to watch the tutorial together on a phone or a laptop?
I don't know. We didn't talk about that the other day. We didn't talk about that part of the show. I know she hears a lot. So, right. You know, she's a big fan.
Thank you.
I just don't know what she heard.
Well,
I don't know. I don't even know if she's listening right now. I haven't heard from her, so I'm kind
of
worried.
We played a little bit of the clip and talked about it, but if a woman really wants to know how to do it, she's got to go watch the video herself.
Right, because if I'm someone who does that sort of thing, a filletist, I wouldn't know what to do if you handed me a grapefruit and said, get to work.
Do the grapefruit thing to me, baby.
Right. I'd be like, I'd throw the grapefruit at you and run away. I don't know. So I wouldn't know what to do. So, you got to figure it out.
Maybe you could write another letter.
It's called communication.
No, I support.
There's different ways to communicate.
Sure. And you've got to communicate to her how to use this grapefruit.
Right.
You know what? She's a smart gal. I trust that I can say, here's a grapefruit, and we could figure it out together.
I tell you, my granny who was in Oakcrest Mobile Home Park on Overton Road in Largo, she had a juicer, a manual juicer.
Oh, those are nice, yeah.
Yeah. The ridges there,
yeah.
It was green, and you just stick the orange or the grapefruit on there, and you just mash it to a pulp. Wonder if that's what you do before you,
Micah, what do you think about what us perverts are doing over here?
I don't know. And I mean, if you had the open conversation about the belts last night, then I think the grapefruit is a little less.
That's a good technique, actually.
Yeah, right.
You start with the wiener belts, and then by the time you bust out grapefruit, she's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. And Drew and John both, they warmed her up to it yesterday just even to have that discussion.
High five.
So now you can talk about the grapefruits, and you guys do you.
Yeah, they're all trailblazers over there.
You know what else is kind of hot?
Listen, Clark. What?
I've handled these grapefruits a lot. So it's going to be like, I'm right there with you later.
No, you peel them, right?
No. Maybe you should watch the video.
Dude, maybe you should stop handling my grapefruits. You know what?
Seriously, put them down.
I'll get new ones. I don't even want them anymore.
Could you put them around like they're your boobs and then fondle? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about,
dude,
sexy. Yeah, get it. Come on. Hi, Drew Grabo Live. Who are you?
Those are organic.
Dennis.
Now they're orgasmic. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, my wife actually brought home grapefruits yesterday because of your show.
Oh, man. This is getting better and better.
Man.
How'd that work out for you guys?
I don't know. We're going to try it tonight.
Okay. Let us know on Monday, would you?
I definitely will.
Thank you. It's going to be Seth's Grapefruit 5 o'clock hour for all you guys who try it this weekend. Look up the tutorial first, though, because it's not just like get a grapefruit and go to town.
Yeah, I wonder if I can, because, there's very vulgar words.
What?
Well, I'm just saying in the actual lady.
Yeah, the lady who explains it, she doesn't keep it PG-13. She definitely goes into graphic detail about what it feels like, and can't play that on the radio. No siree.
I mean, there's nothing offensive about this, though, as far as bringing it home for your lady.
No,
right?
Something new. I mean, anything that encourages you guys to try something new without, like, straying outside the relationship, I think it's great.
I heard you could get an orange also, but I didn't know. There's so many different kinds of oranges.
Yeah, navels and others.
Sometimes a tangerine confuses me.
What are you confused by a tangerine?
Yeah, sometimes I think it's just
It's just like a little tiny orange?
Smaller orange.
It pretty much is for all intents and purposes.
Okay, I found a good article here. The grapefruit technique, what it is, how to do it, and whether it's just hilarious or actually brilliant.
Okay.
All right, let me tell you here.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm nervous.
What you're going to need to do is you're going to need to get a grapefruit, preferably a ruby red a large navel orange can be substituted.
Okay.
Get the fruit to room temperature. In bold print, do not microwave.
Okay.
You're going to burn yourself. Roll the grapefruit against a hard surface. I did that step for you. I've been rolling it over here. But roll between your palm. Slice the sides of the grapefruit.
Okay.
These should be thin slices that get rid of both navels, the bumps on the outside of the fruit. Okay. Cut a hole in the middle of your grapefruit.
Okay.
This should be about the size of your partner's penis. So.
Small hole.
Not too big, yeah. blindfold your man. The previous step should be done earlier the day or away from him so he doesn't see what you're doing. So this is actually the complete opposite of the way it's supposed to be because he's bringing them home to her.
Right.
Begin a mouth performance as normal. Get your partner to where they need to be so that you can begin using the grapefruit. Place the grapefruit around his you know,
yes,
genitalia.
Know. Know, yes.
Twist and move the grapefruit up and down.
Okay.
While
yeah, I think
that's the grapefruit technique.
So what step did I mess up? She's supposed to bring it home.
Well,
or she's got to cut the hole.
Well, no, it doesn't really matter what. That's just recommended. You can get the grapefruit wherever it needs to be. Just make sure you cut the sides off and don't microwave it.
Oh yeah, you take all the love out of it.
Yeah, there are some reviews here from people. It was very messy.
Yeah.
So sure. You maybe lay down a little wiener bib for yourself. The noises weren't as good as the video.
Yeah, they probably aren't.
Yeah. So I'm all happy right. for you, man.
Yeah, I look forward to your experience. I mean, hearing about it, of course, on Monday. When we come back, we're going to talk to Catherine Hillard, who thinks I'm Seth, and talks about weed on our show every year, and she's 72, 73.
73 now.
And we'll check in with her next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.